Hey, it's Asania, baby.
Hey, it's Deshaun, baby.
And it's a light bulb moment.
Hell yeah. It's a motivational podcast.
Sure is. Mm-hmm.
Is it?
It is. Mm-hmm.
Y'all check it out. Check it out.
What's up, y'all? This is the Light Bulb Moment podcast. I'm Deshaun. And we got Asania to my left.
Man, you're going to stop trying to find me on this damn camera shit. It changes every time, dude. Let that shit go.
I know, right? But y'all see him, though, the one who's talking.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Right. And we got our special guest today, Miss Icy J. Thank you so much for blessing us with your beautiful presence.
Of course.
How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm glad to be on the podcast with y'all finally.
Thank you for being on the podcast.
Right, exactly. So tell us a little bit about you. Give us a little bit about your background, what you do, and what brought you into what you currently do.
Okay, of course. Well, first and foremost, I'm a mom. That's a job all in itself.
Right.
I originally started my educational background at the University of Central Arkansas, where I went to undergrad, received my bachelor's, and then I moved forward and went on to Southern New Hampshire University and received my master's in business, of course. And then fast forward, I actually do, I'm a flight attendant. So I like to look at myself as a jack of all trades, And then fast forward, I went on here and I started ICJ Exotic, of what originally started off as a lingerie line. And, certain things led me to jump into, the sex toy industry.
Mm-hmm. Which, from what I hear, is like a billion-dollar industry. That's the industry everybody sleep on, the sex industry.
Exactly. Yeah, when I was on my research, I was like, oh, shit, wait a minute. I'm missing out. I got to jump on this train,
Absolutely. When it comes to the sex industry, did you feel like, when you first thought about getting into it, I know sex is like a taboo thing. So did you feel like what my mom gonna think or my kids gonna find out that I sell sex toys? Was it kind of like that?
I'm like, listen, do you need a sex toy? Do your mama need a sex toy?
I know that's
toy?
Right.
Who need one? I don't care. Listen, you 18, shop with me. I don't
right.
care.
So you said you initially started off as lingerie. Was this just like a... you were trying to create another stream of revenue and then it's turned into a full-blown... business, like you were just trying to distribute lingerie, kind of like Mary Kay Tupperware to a degree.
Exactly.
Not Mary Kay, what is it? What is the Tupperware shit?
Mary Kay, that's cosmetic beauty.
Mary Kay Cosmetics, gotcha.
Well, it originally started because I knew I wanted to have my own business. I knew I was going to have my own business, but I just didn't know in what. And I personally myself love lingerie. So before I jumped into it, I was already a flight attendant. And I was like, hey, let me do a little, quick survey. I'm going to ask women, how they feel about lingerie, And most women say, I love lingerie, but I don't have a man or I don't feel sexy enough, those things. And I was like, well,
For a minute.
We got a freeze. We got a freeze.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got a freeze.
Oh, wow. Like, I never seen it, totally froze. it just stopped. I've never seen it freeze. Oh, wait a minute.
Wait.
Okay.
Hold on. We lost you for 30 seconds. Yeah. So you were saying, we got to try to edit that part out. That's when you should have stopped the recording and came back. We don't care. We do is our way. But no, you were saying that you said it wasn't cool because there were women who were saying that they didn't feel sexy in lingerie.
Yeah, they didn't feel sexy. And they liked lingerie, but they didn't feel sexy in it. Or they didn't have a man, so they didn't feel the need to feel sexy, if you know what I mean. So there's something wrong with that. Women need to feel sexy regardless if they have a man, a woman, whatever. You do this for yourself because you're confident.
Right.
And so I must say that it was also, a stepping stone for me as well to actually, become, to get closer to my own sexuality because, it's just like you asked me at first, well, how did you feel about... your mom, your kids, and stuff like that. So, I was like, I did have my drawbacks. I'm like, I don't know. But then the more I thought about it, I'm like, men do it all the time. Why can't women be allowed to feel pleasure, to be pleasured? That's how it came about.
That's what's okay. up. Speaking of men doing it all the time, you sell male lingerie.
Yes, I am getting into male lingerie. I like to call it the male loungewear. Because, you know, a lot of men be like, lingerie, I don't want no lingerie, right. you know. But, so I like to call it loungewear. Of course, you know, you got your pedos, you got your boxers, you got your briefs, you know. I mean, you've got a full-on robe if you want it. You know what right. I mean? Just, you know, make spice it up a little bit.
So how do you create a line of lingerie for men? Like, what is it that you, how does this lingerie appeal to a man, therefore making him feel more, I mean, fuck it, we just say sexy. Sex appeal knows no sex, but realistically, like, as a man wondering, like, interested in it, how does that even work? How do you appeal, how does that appeal to a man?
You just answered that question because you said, you know, so forth as the sex appeal, you know, or just trying something new. You see what I'm saying? And then a lot of times, just to be honest, you know, a man, when it comes to sex, if he has his girlfriend or
that Wi-Fi not treating right.
I don't know why I froze. Okay, there it is.
We got you. You say, so as a man, a lot of the time, the man doesn't necessarily feel what?
Yeah, I mean, I think we broke up again. That's your connection. I know that ain't my connection over here.
Hey, I got all bars, okay? I got all bars.
Oh, God, I can't wait. The shine needs to get it together. What's going on over there?
Whatever. That's Comcast hating on us. That's all that is.
That is. I mean, honestly, it's been that kind of day, so I'm already prepared for whatever's been thrown at me. I've been having obstacles thrown at me since early this morning, so I'm ready to roll with it. So I'm not gonna let it slow me down. But you were saying it's mostly just about making a man feel sexy because as a man, we don't necessarily like have that sex appeal when it comes to like.
Not just sex appeal, shit. I mean, you might have a dude that want to put on his silk robe and just, you know, be naked under there waiting on bae to get home.
Feeling himself. Like, I just want to feel myself. That's so funny. What's funny, I'm gay, so the lingerie in the gay community is huge. So, I like, a lot of people that I follow, they like have lingerie. A lot of guys, they have lingerie. And it gets like fishnets and thongs and all type of stuff. So it's a big industry.
Okay. And see, this is something that I'm just now tapping into, you know. I'm still, you know, trying to pick and choose the right thing to sell, what not to sell. So, you know, that's definitely good to hear.
So you should definitely look at the gay male market for lingerie too.
Okay.
You just put me on game. I didn't even think about that. See, I'm telling you, every week I learn something new about life in this podcast.
And that's what I mean by, you know, in business, period. A lot of people, you know, they think of the same thing that other people are doing instead of thinking outside the box. You know what I mean? It's so many different markets out there. And especially when it comes to the sex toy industry alone. It's so many different niches, you know?
Okay. Right. What's owning your sexuality to you? Like, what does that mean?
It means being confident. Because a lot of people think that, you know, they hear the word sexuality and they automatically think sex. But that is so far from what it actually is. You know what I mean? It's not about, oh, I have a penis, I have a vagina. No, you know what I mean? It goes so much more deeper than that. So for me, it's all about confidence. It's all about knowing yourself, knowing who you are. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So initially it started off as a source of revenue and income, and it seems like it's turning more into a movement of sexual empowerment that burst off. Kind of like how they started off as a podcast and it's turned and evolved into something bigger than I even envisioned. I don't know what Deshaun did, but with that being said, how are you now outside of your brand trying to help individuals empower themselves sexually, just outside of lingerie, sex toys? Because I do have a question about your sex toys also, because I understand you have sex toys. Because I heard you have two-sided sex toys, not just for women. I didn't know sex toys for men exist. But I'm just curious how else are we.
You didn't know they exist?
What you mean? Like,
why wouldn't they?
Male vibrators and shit? Like, don't get me wrong, you got blow-up dolls and shit like that. Like, but.
Okay, I missed that. What was that?
I'm asking, like, outside of just your brand and Icy Exotic, what else are you doing in the lingerie? What else are you doing to help? Because it seems like it's a movement to help empower people with their sexuality.
It's definitely a movement. I mean, I definitely want to start offering courses, you know, in how to use certain sex toys and things like that. You know, I got a few things in the work. I'm actually working on becoming a licensed sexologist as well. So, you know, a lot of things come in with that and, you know, so we'll see where it goes. I'm just going to go wherever, you know, the universe leads me.
So a sexologist, is that like an expert in sex?
Exactly.
Dr. Ruth?
Exactly. I love her. Yes. That's my girl.
I didn't know that existed.
And a lot of people don't. That is a real thing. You know what I mean? You can get certified in that and a license in that.
Yeah, I didn't know like you could get licensed and actually that's like a trade almost. Wow. Interesting.
Now, a lot of people confuse that with a sex therapist. Those are two different.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no, what's the difference then?
The difference in a sex therapist is the sex therapists are more so for those, you know, married couples or couples period that come in and they're having issues in their sexual life. You see what I'm saying? They're, you know, and that therapist sits down like a regular counseling session with a therapist. And that's what they do. It's not physical touch or anything. They're just, you know, speaking and talking about it and coming to, you know, a conclusion of what they should do, you know, giving advice and things like that.
Well, sexologists.
Mm-hmm. A sexologist.
They help with the act. Is that what I'm hearing?
Kind of, sort of, but I'm not going to jump in there with you. With the act, you know?
Right. That's funny. Like, let me show y'all. That's like you videotape it. Like, all right, action. That's so funny. Oh, wow.
You're laughing, but it's a lot of adult pornography that starts off that way. Like, we're going to see a sexologist. And then she's like, yo, so what's the problem? Pull out that. Oh,
you know too much about this now. Wait a minute.
Right. That's funny.
Okay. That's what's up. So,
is there any, like, look, because I don't want you to give away too many tidbits, but mm-hmm. what are, like, some little things that people can do that can spice up their sex life?
Ooh, you can buy one of these for me.
Oh, she gonna put it like all the way in the
right.
The magic wand.
Yes, it's a massager basically, and a lot of people think, "Oh, well, what am I putting that?" No, this is not for penetration, ladies. You know, but it's right here. It's like actual massages, and this part here is flexible, but you can use it like I said, to massage the neck, the back, the shoulders, the clit, whatever you want to do with it, you do with it. But you know, it's just like different little big things. I love Japanese drip candles. Those are really, really nice. You know, light them on the drip and massage, more so for couples. Little lingo with some favorite, and it vibrates, so you can put on oral sex. Like this, I really like this one. And a whole bunch of little other things. There's another top seller here. This piece right here, it touches the clit, it vibrates, and it has a remote control. Or if you want to just really spice up things, you can buy, you know, a pair of vibrating thongs and wear it out to the movies, the club, you know, and you're making push the button on the remote and it vibrates like, you know, that's really something.
Yo, this shit exists? Yo, I'm fucking like, no, man, my 40's about to be gangsters. Fuck, I'm turning young girls out, middle-aged women, old bitches. I'm getting off. Yes, we are connected. It's some shit that I can walk around and press a button and just...
Wait.
Walking through the grocery store, at church.
Exactly. You said church? Oh, my God.
All of that. Everywhere.
She's getting the Holy Ghost in there. She's like, I don't know.
Wow. What an eye-opening episode.
Yes.
Yeah. What, now, what about for those people who, because some people don't do toys, or one thing I have in my head is when you have too many toys, it's almost like, would it make the regular sex boring? I always ask that to myself. So what about people who are anti-toy? What can they do to spice up the bedroom?
I think it's all about connection. And especially with, you know, I would say women, you know, a lot of women, they're more, you know, emotional creatures per se. I know people don't like to hear that, but we are. And, you know, so I believe if you have that emotional connection, the sex is going to be deeper on another level. You know what I mean? So, I mean, even if you don't want to use toys, there's always, you know, foreplay, you know, without tools and all that good stuff, all different type of positions. I have games, I have cards that have different positions on them. If I have any, I may have some here. Yeah, like different cards, intimate dares, you know, all kinds of stuff you can do, you know. It's just really about knowing your partner and knowing yourself mostly. You know, what you like, what you don't like. You want to just get into it, you want to ease into it. But I definitely recommend. I mean, anybody, because a lot of people have never, you know, tried toys in a bedroom, you know. And some people are scared to bring the thought of toys to their partner, you know. Right. So I encourage people, if you have never done it, at least try it. And if you don't like it, then cool. Just buy another toy.
Okay. Well, keep trying until you find the right toy, right?
You said something interesting that I kind of want to bounce off of when you said women are emotional creatures when it comes to. I was reading something recently, and it was in regards to the male penis and lack of performance thereof for men as they get older. And for some reason, the gentleman in the article, in the chapter I was reading, he was saying in a nutshell that we identify impotency with some kind of chemical imbalance or testosterone imbalance, but 9 times out of 10, it's more of lack of attraction towards one's partner. But as men, because we're emotionally connected to our partner more than we like to admit, and when that attraction or emotion is not being fulfilled, it creates impotency. But men don't have the balls to express to their partner that there's something lacking on their partner's part that is not getting into that part. And most women look at it like, oh shit, my phone fell. That's not what they say, but they're like, yo, go take care of your dick. Something's wrong with your dick. Like, that's not my problem. Just go figure out what's going on with your dick. So
that's what I mean by it's definitely about knowing your partner. You know, you got to know each other. Because, I mean, it's true. How many times have you guys, you know, been with your partner or been with a partner that you're probably no longer attracted to, or your partner did something to piss you off, and you're just like, you know what, I can't get jiggy with sex right now. I just can't, you know? He's just not feeling you right now.
Right. That's true.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just wanted to press, like, it's not necessarily because we overlook the whole male aspect and try to make it look like we, because I feel like people have this idea that our dicks just are on hard all the time. So if your dick is not getting hard, or if your dick is not on hard, something's wrong with you. And now we probably spend 65% of the day without an erection. So
exactly.
And also just getting to know, I always say, well, someone told me, you have to constantly be getting to know your partner. Like, people change, people evolve, people grow, and you have to, like, get to know them over and over again and fall in love with them over and over again, because, and you're growing and you're changing too, so that makes a lot of sense when you relate it to sex.
How long have you been doing this?
Definitely. Almost 2 years now. The toy, almost a year. Like I said, I started the lingerie as part of it first, and then I jumped onto the toy train. And when I say it's always a learning process, they're always coming out with a, you know, bigger, better toy, you know, so.
Right, absolutely. Hmm.
Have you, have you ever thought about endorsing, like, are you looking for other forms of endorsement, like, for instance, like, people who do amateur videos and stuff like that? Have you tapped into, have you considered that circuit yet?
Not yet. I'm definitely open to everything because I don't know where, you know, this is going to take me. So, you know, I'm open to every idea. And so forth as in, like, bringing those toys into, like, amateur videos, I would prefer, you know, that those toys be toys of my own that I created and not me, you know, advertising Dr. John Tran or John Dodge. Exactly.
Okay, so eventually, in a nutshell, you're going from, like, you want to brand your own specific, like, start coming up with your own tools and your own stuff.
Yeah, my own toys, manufacturing your own products. Everything will be mine, yeah. family. But you know, that comes with a little money, a little change.
You got to get a warehouse or a manufacturer unless you go hand make them yourself, and that's gonna be a motherfucker. Is it that difficult to make a dildo?
It's not difficult at all. You know, it just takes money. You got money, you can do anything when you got money. I mean, I already have manufacturers, you know, lined up. It's just a matter of, you know, giving the money, basically. Because you basically say, hey, I want this kind of toy. I want this vibrator. I want it to have 12 different speeds. I want it to be this color. I want my logo on this box. I want it, you know, here. Boom, bam. They say, okay. They shoot you out a prototype. And that's it. You go from there.
Right. Okay. Would you say sex is your calling? Or being a sexologist?
What's so funny is I've been good friends with my best friend for over 12 years now. And I used to always tell her, I want to be a sex therapist because I used to always read those Cosmo magazines, and of course they talk about sex in their life, and I was like, this is what I want to do. And then it's funny because you never know, you know, where you're going to end up, you know, what will lead you to certain things, and it just really, you know, fell in my lap, and I'm like, okay, let's do it, let's go with it.
Right, that's what's up. Almost like it came back into your life, like almost like the universe heard you and was like, oh, you want to be a sex therapist, I got you.
Exactly. Bam. I got you. Mm-hmm, exactly.
Based on your experiences in the past year or so, what is it for most women where they feel like they don't feel sexy or they're not in touch with their sexuality? Or like, what is it that they end up looking for, or what is it that you present to them that helps them kind of step into that space?
Well,
like through your products.
So what is in the product?
Like, or through your services. I'm not going to say your products, but through your services. Okay.
Well, I also do what I call exotic escape parties. And those are basically they're lingerie parties. And it's women only. Now, I have, you know, offset a little bit, and I'm going to expand it and make it to where, you know, it's male and female. But, of course, the list will be very private. But, you know, you want people to be, you know, comfortable, you know, and kind of come out of their shell. But those parties I offer, and we, you know, just do all kind of fun stuff. We talk about different toys. We talk about sex and sex some more, you know, and a little bit more sex.
Right.
It's a lot of fun, you know. It's a lot of fun. I've had a lot of those, and the women really enjoy that.
Okay.
Sounds like a...
Do these like parties eventually over time, like... So it's like seeing other women comfortable in their sexuality potentially helps somebody else embrace their own.
It does. It definitely does. Because you will be surprised that many women come into this party, because my parties are, you have to wear lingerie. You can't come in. You're going to either be naked or wear lingerie. You can't come in here with, you know, regular clothes on. And it forces women to be comfortable in the skin they're in, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
So when they come in, you know, everybody, and it's not, you know, and you have, in the women, you know, in our culture, you know, it's been, I don't want to say this and sound, I'm just going to say it, shit. You have women that hate on other women for no reason, especially in the Black community. It's just what it is, you know. And so, being that I'm a sister, I want to bring all my queens together and show them that we're all equally beautiful. You know, we can all, you know, have each other's back. Because the thing about it, a man, you know, men, they can come together and have each other's back regardless, no matter what it is. Women are not so much like that. So when I have these parties, it's like you're bringing all these queens together, and it's so beautiful. Because by the end of the party, everybody's having a good time. You know, everybody's like, when is the next party? You know, and everybody's just let loose, you know, which is what I want. And they become more confident. Because, like, I
that's where the empowerment kind of kicks in.
Exactly.
That's what's up.
You ever thought of, is there a chance in the near future that not saying, like, okay, implementing men, but not making enough balance of men and women in these parties? So, say, for instance, for every 4 women, 1 man, to create that level of security, not just for women, because I personally believe, and I'm going to speak for myself, I'm not going to speak for men in general, it was a point in time where even as a man, I dated someone who was comfortable with her body. Her body wasn't perfect, but she was comfortable enough to walk around and nude and present herself. And that took a while for me to get used to, A, her, and then, and my mom did this when I was young, but dating somebody doing this felt completely different. And then, B, me getting to the point where I'm walking around nude with her, so now I have to accept not just her body, but my body at the same time. So even for a man, like, because there's not a lot of women who just walk around nude, even when they get out the shower, they wrap up in a towel.
Right.
And you might catch them in between, between right. putting a bra on or a t-shirt, but there are not a lot of women who just walk around exposing their bodies to their significant others. Boy, I'm getting a tablet soon. So would you consider eventually adding a small demographic of men to these sessions to also, because I feel as if that there's a percentage of us who would be interested, because I don't feel like every man is confident in their shit. Like, not every man is walking around with a six pack or the biggest dick in the world. They feel like they're
definitely, definitely. That's definitely something that I'm looking into. Like I said, my next epic escape, exotic escape, is going to include more men. But like I said, it'll be, you know, more private because I don't want, you know, the women there to be uncomfortable. I don't want the men there to be uncomfortable. You know what I mean? So, and then again, that's what it's all about. It's about, you know, helping people feel more confident.
Okay. That's like that. No, that's a dope concept. Like on a slick, I kind of want to bite off that shit. Like, because people who are nudist groups, that's the thing. Nudist groups, people who are comfortable with nudity are going to go to nudist groups. So they are already comfortable with their shit. It's no coming out your shell. It's more for like the people who don't have that, don't know where to go. They still trying to figure that out. So like something like that, like going this kind of party. Like,
and if you think about it, when you're nude, you're at your most vulnerable state. So where else could confidence come from? You see what I'm saying? You take away everything. Take away everything, you know, and rebuild. Basically, that's what you're doing. You know what I mean? If that makes sense. I don't know if I'm explaining it right.
No, I'm going to strip you of everything and make you see the raw and the real in me. And then when that's all you left with, you have no choice but to become comfortable with that. That's funny. There's a... There's an Asian spa here, Jeju's, and I often say, like, that's a good place to go on the first date with a woman with, because they make you take off your ensemble to go into the back for the spa. So you have
like,
to really...
You don't run that woman off. Ain't nobody trying to do no first date like that.
Hell yeah, I want to see the guy. Let's go. I want to see, okay, second date, third, it don't matter. But one of them motherfuckers, like, I'm going to see the real you. And this was the perfect place to set you up to do this, because... Right. You can't wear the flashy, and you're not going to have all this. You about to go to the steam room, right. And you're going to give me who you are in this raggedy-ass orange outfit that they give you to wear when you're in the back. I get to see what you look like as you when you look like everybody else.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, hey, I'm all about seeing the person for who they are in the beginning versus finding out in the end.
Exactly.
That's not
what I meant it.
So. But nah, man, that's...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Nah, that's a dope concept. You just fucked my head up. Never thought about that. Like, lingerie parties, but like, not just showing off lingerie. Like, either you're coming, you're going to be in your underwear, nude, or in some lingerie. Mm-hmm. Nothing sexual happened. It's more about you fitting and becoming comfortable in the nude, the underwear. And I think most women are comfortable in the underwear, so either in the nude or your lingerie. Fuck underwear.
Yeah. And I mean, if you think about it, when women are on the beach and they're in bikinis, it's the same difference. So why right. are we, you know, focus on, oh, my panties and bra, but you're quick to wear a bikini. You know what I mean?
But do they psychologically, do they assess it like that? I'm just saying, like, psychologically, don't we separate the two? Like, it's my bikini, not my... Because, I mean, there are women who wear some full-on crop tops and bodysuits to make it all... together as underwear, so
yeah, I mean,
damn, interesting.
Well, thank you so much for coming here and telling us a little bit about sex, from sex to lingerie. We learned a lot, like lingerie.
I learned more about lingerie than sex. I learned more about like with like
empowerment,
a nice silk robe, butt naked,
right? Yes, of course. That's how you came in this world.
Very true.
I'm about to
switch. And sex is deep. That's a deep subject. I think it's a lot deeper than a lot of people give it credit for, too. It means a lot when you think about nudity and how that relates to how you feel about yourself and confidence and all of that stuff. So it's actually a great thing to go a little deeper in one day. But since we're out of time, I'm going to go ahead and get into the cosmos. June 18th through July 12th is Mercury is in retrograde. Wait a minute, we're in Mercury and the retrograde is in Cancer. Yeah, Mercury retrograde in Cancer.
Retrograde for the past 6 weeks.
Yo, it's been retrograding like crazy.
Actually,
this is the second out of three times this year. So
I'll be honest with you.
It means slow down and evaluate where you invest your energy. That makes a lot of sense. You know, expect swift, heavy changes in emotion, hard conversations to create better understanding. Back up your files to external hard drives, especially if you're a protester. That's interesting. And Mercury messes with communication and technology. So always keep a backup of every paper trail. Keep a paper trail and back up all your files. We have four planets that are all in retrograde. It's Saturn, Pluto, Venus, and Mercury.
And that's why shit is so crazy right now. That's why everybody's energy is real weird, man, because this is the first time in a long time. She sent me some video footage and some information on the last time four planets were in retrograde. And it was doing some real big scenarios, no different from what we're going in, not just with COVID, but with George Floyd. We're not going to get all political with it. But at the same time, like, these four planets, like, I could feel it myself as an empath sitting still, man. It's a real, real strong, powerful energy in the air that's affecting everybody around us.
That's what's up. That makes sense. Yeah, things are changing. Foundations are changing. Structures are changing. You know, a lot of things are coming down as far as physically. The systematic things are changing as far as systematic racism. And a lot of things are changing.
Economically, it's about to change. Like, entrepreneurship is going to shoot up again. People got to start making their own businesses and start coming up with their own stuff again.
Exactly.
No choice.
Mm-hmm. So it's like Earth is going through the change. That's what it is. Everything changes. It's affecting all of us.
It's kind of scary. Right. It's like you don't know, you know?
Right. Exactly.
I think with being patient and being inquisitive instead of fearing it is like the key. Like, be excited about the change that's coming, because if you're positive, it usually yields something great for you if you prepare yourself for it. I think the uncertainty, like, if we let that consume us, we lose track of what we're trying to get accomplished during this chaos. ICJ, where can they find you at, boo? Shoot them their stuff.
Listen, I was so deep in that conversation, I was listening. Okay. Y'all can find me on Instagram.
It happens.
And ICJ.exotics, that's Instagram, ICJ.exotics. You can also find me on Facebook at ICJ.exotics.
That's what's up. We're going to put all the links to your
website. You got a website?
Yes. www.icjexotics.com.
We're going to put everything in the description too, y'all. So when y'all look right under our YouTube video, all the descriptions, we have all her links and all her handles as well.
But if they ain't on YouTube, baby, they need to know where to get it, baby. They need to know where to hit the button and rewind so they can understand and know where they can find my little friend at so they can get their lingerie, you heard me? So we got to put it on in their ears and in their visual.
Yeah, fill that cart up. Fill it up.
So,
I'm going to buy some Pampers. Fill it up.
For real.
Hey. That's another shit. Flyers, tags. You got business cards too, right?
Yes, sir.
See, you got the whole shebang bang. What about you, Deshaun? What can they find out of your stuff?
Deshaun, DeshaunDuron. On everything, pretty much. And as far as light bulb moments, you know, we're on YouTube. We are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. That's where our biggest fan base is. So shout out to Apple Podcasts. If you got an iPhone, go to your podcast, put in light bulb moments, and we will pop up. Google Play? Where else can you find us? We're on a whole bunch of streaming sites.
Oh, shit. We out here. We out here. We really doing this. I'm on Facebook, AwesomeNear17. You can find Light Bulb Moment on Facebook. Also, Twitter account coming soon. We got a couple of tracks on SoundCloud. If you're on that shit, we everywhere. You heard me? We hitting every venue, every platform. A couple of other platforms you'd be surprised by coming soon. Hit me out on IG too, AwesomeNear17. Just holler, man. I appreciate the support. Go listen, go follow, comment. I ain't asking you, I'm telling you, do it. We need it. We love it. Coca-Cola don't ask you to do shit. They tell you to go get a Coke. So I'm telling you, go listen to Light Bulb Moment if you just want this energy we're giving. Fuck it. Some good ass energy. Appreciate you, love. We appreciate you taking time out. We appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Appreciate the work you're doing with our people, and especially with women, and just empowering people through their sexuality big time. Kudos to you.
Feel free to come back.
Big time. Hey. Once you watch your shit start, yeah, man, come out. Let us know what else you got going on.
Hey, just let me know when. I'll be here.
Our platform is your platform. You let us know. We always here. Our platform is your platform.
All right. I love it. Let's do it. Make it happen.
Peace out, family.
Yeah, holla at us.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you as well.